The Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network has updated and improved the quarterly survey it circulates among Western Canada's swine veterinarians. I'm Bruce Cochran, and this is Farmscape, a presentation of WonderWorks Canada. I'll be back in a moment.
For computer data file recovery and repair, visit filerepair.net. That's www.filerepair.net to rescue your data. Results guaranteed.
As part of its ongoing disease monitoring and surveillance, the Canada West Swine Health Intelligence Network conducts quarterly impressions surveys of swine veterinarians in Western Canada. Quishan manager Dr. Yetter Christensen says the survey that goes out to these practitioners has been redesigned to make it easier for them to provide more accurate and relevant information for use in identifying trends.
We have really managed over the last two quarters to get our survey redesigned, and it seems to be really well received by the practitioners. And that means that we can have a much better evaluation of what percentage or what proportion of the swine producers and swine production the survey is actually covering. And we're doing quite well from that perspective in all four provinces that we are surveying. And that's the first that we can do that. The other big thing that we can do now with the new survey is actually compare different syndromes. So some pathogens causes disease in the digestive system, and they are actually the most frequent diseases that we see in our production system, according to the clinical impression. Following right after that is respiratory diseases is also relatively common, and all other syndromes and diseases like reproductive seems to cause less of a problem, according to these surveys. So that's the first time we can actually compare that. We couldn't do that in the past. So our new survey is really a huge improvement over the older surveys.
Dr. Christensen says the new information also adds credibility to the surveys. For more, visit farmscape.ca. I'm Bruce Cochran.